Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Joy 94.9 presents Absolutely Everybody. Sponsored by and presented by Enecto, the People Network. Absolutely Everybody, only on Joy 94.9.
Today we have Nikki Blanche and Charlene from Sprout Community Garden in the studio. It's an initiative of Mind Australia located in Thornbury. Sprout is a recovery-focused program of Mind that promotes wellbeing and provides people with opportunities to connect and create. So welcome, guys.
Thank you. Hello.
Welcome to the show. Nikki, can you give us a little bit of background on the Sprout Community Garden and how long it's been there and how did it come about?
Yeah, sure can. So Sprout was begun by one quite visionary man called John Haig, and he was a mental health support worker for what was Mind Australia was formerly known as the Richmond Fellowship. And he started Sprout one day a week with clients of the residential program he was working for. And so very slowly and very organically over time, it built up from a one-day-a-week program to the four-day-a-week program that it is now.
Okay. So it's called a community garden, but as you said, there's lots of activities that go on there.
Yeah, that's right. So we run a really fantastic, diverse program across the week. We have a gardening program there, which is based on horticultural therapy principles. And we have a cooking program and an arts program, of which I run a photography program and also the hands-on program, in which we do woodworking, all sorts of different arts projects. And a lot of those then get funneled into the monthly market as well.
That's a great idea. It's almost like a social enterprise then, isn't it, with the market. Tell us a little bit more about the market and how that works and who organises it.
Yeah, so the market started 5 years ago. When the program started, like I said, there was one employee, and over time another employee started part-time, and the market came about 5 years ago. And that was an initiative really to engage people that were participants in the program with the broader community. And they also wanted a way to use the produce from the garden as well, and also to start to produce things through the program and through the arts program that could be for sale. So these micro-enterprise development initiatives started through Sprout.
That's great. It's very hands-on. And is that the idea, is that the programs have interests that are creative and people can actually create stuff as well?
Is much. We work in a very collaborative way with all our participants. We review, every term we review what people would like to do and we change the program accordingly. So it's constantly evolving and there's constantly something new and fresh going on at Sprout.
Fantastic. And Charlene, so you're part of the photographic stream, is that correct?
Yeah,
and when did you start?
Sprout.
The photographic, photography.
2 years ago, I think, so last year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And tell us about how you got involved.
Okay. Well, photography is something I've always been interested in. Mm. So when the chance came up to do the beginner's photography, I was like, yeah, I'm going to do that because I really wanted to build on my skills and learn more technical type stuff with photography. So I was really stoked that we're going to do that. So,
oh, great. Yeah. And so, I mean, we talk about social inclusion and inclusion on this show and community. What has it meant to you sort of being part of a group where, you've obviously got an interest, just sharing interests and getting out and about in the community? Is that important to you? Or?
Definitely it is. I think really even within the group, with social inclusion, everyone's willing to give everyone else a hand. We've got people from very diverse backgrounds. If there's something someone's having trouble with, we'll help each other. And the exhibition also brings in the community to see what Sprout is doing and what participants are doing through Sprout. So there we have, you know, the exhibition opening where family and friends, carers are all welcome to come and and check out what everyone's been doing, and that sort of helps, you know, get us more involved with the community as well, you know, meeting different, you know, people from different places.
So you were part of the exhibition last year, is that right?
That's right.
Tell us about the exhibition last year. How was that?
It was great.
Yeah?
Yeah? Yeah, it was awesome.
So what do you have to produce a body of work and then it's presented, or was there a theme or...?
Not really. It's pretty much if we wanted to choose a theme, we could.
Yeah.
We just sort of go through our photos and we edit them. That's one another thing we learned is how to edit our photos.
Great.
And we had them professionally printed and framed and everything. And, yeah, it's... No, it's really, really good.
Yeah, good. So you've got another exhibition coming up. Is
yes,
that right, Nikki?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
It's called Imaginarium, and it runs from the 10th of September to the 22nd of October. And our opening night is next week, which is, yeah, the 10th of September from 4 till 6 p.m. And we're showing that at Red Bean Coffee, which is a fantastic cafe, which is at 121 Plenty Road in Preston.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, it's a beautiful body of work this year.
Yeah. So where to from here for the program, for this the garden? Is it sort of more of the same, or you're looking at to expand what you do, or is it just running along nicely?
Yeah, we're always looking to expand what we do in the sense that we can continue to offer, you know, a diverse program for people to cater to different interests and different needs. And we also look to constantly foster partnerships with the broader community as well, so that we can keep bringing in, you know, that community that is always evolving around us.
Yeah. So in terms of partnerships, what sort of partnerships do you look for? Sort of other organisations or...?
Yeah, that's right. We look for partnerships with other community organisations mainly. So we currently have partnerships with like Thornbury Women's Neighbourhood House and Span Neighbourhood House. And, you know, we are also next door to the Aboriginal Advancement League in Thornbury. And we have run other community programs like Sprout and About, where we actually go and do gardening in, you know, different neighbourhood houses, in people's individual backyards.
Oh, so can people ring you to get their gardening done, can they?
Be fantastic, yes. If they could.
Yes.
If you're a participant,
there's an idea for
in
you.
The program. Yeah. If you come and join the program, there's a good chance you can get your garden worked on.
Yeah. So what are some success stories, you know, like, you know, where have you had some stories where somebody's come in with completely no idea of what they want to do, and just got in there and sort of flourished?
I would say Charlene is definitely one of our success stories.
Yeah.
We were just talking before about how she feels about her involvement with Sprout over the years. And Charlene, maybe you could say a little bit about how it's, you know, I guess how it's influenced your life.
Yeah, I was saying to Nikki earlier that without Sprout I wouldn't be where I am now. I have part-time employment for the first time in 7 years or so. I wouldn't really sort of go out much and stuff like that. I was very isolated, and without Sprout I wouldn't have, you know, the social network, and just the programs, the staff are amazing. It's just such a great program, and it's changed my life, definitely. I don't know what I wouldn't be in a good place now if it weren't for Sprout and the staff and the other participants and volunteers. Yeah, it's just been life-changing for me.
That's fantastic, Charlene. And I think that's why these sort of programs and organisational initiatives are really important to people, because they're sort of grassroots, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Where you know, it's all about connection and stuff like that. And when you hear your story, it certainly brings that home.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations. That sounds great. And so what's next for you, Charlene, then? With your photography, or are you looking to expand into something else?
I'm looking to continue. I guess I'll probably always be an amateur photographer. Could be something I might look into in the future. But
yeah.
If we're going to keep practicing, and the gardening side of things, what I've learned at Sprout and stuff like that, I'm looking, probably trying to get into something like Bunnings eventually. So sort of moving moving up from where I am now with a lot of the skills I've learnt and with the market and stuff, I'm a lot better with people. So
yeah,
customer service, yeah.
Okay, so if anyone's listening from Bunnings, give us a call. Listen, it was great to have you both on the show. So in details, where can people go to get more information, Nikki?
About Sprout.
And about Sprout, the photographic exhibition.
Yes.
I know you've got a Facebook page.
Yes, so we have a Facebook page, mm-hmm. and you can always email the Sprout email, which is sprout@mindaustralia.org.au. You can also, you can call us anytime as well. Drop by in Thornbury. We're right next to Thornbury train station. So each week we have an open gate session which runs from 1 till 4 p.m. and the broader community is welcome to come in and see what we do on a weekly basis.
Fantastic.
The monthly market is actually tomorrow night from 3 till 7 p.m. and that is also a fantastic opportunity to see what we do. It's a really beautiful time, local live musicians, great food, great stalls. And as for the exhibition, just to reiterate, that's next week on the 10th of September and it's from 4 till 6 p.m. at 121 Plenty Road in
Great.
Preston.
And we'll get some details on the Absolutely Everybody Radio Facebook page as well so that you can check it out. So thanks again for coming in, guys.
Keep us on air. Become a member today. Call 1300-JOY-949.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.